Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road. We have the entire schedule for December into January, into March, if you count some stuff we're going to be doing later on. All it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'll have Raven scratch-offs to give away, not in March, but at least in December. Next couple weeks, I am wearing my Costas shirt. That will be the conclusion of all the festivities. I wrote the dates down. I'm going to be at Costas on the 18th, but we started at Coco's next Wednesday on the 4th. We're at Gertrude's on the 5th with Dan Rodericks and my cousin John Shields. The 11th, we're at Fadley's back downtown in time for the holidays to ship some crab cakes. And for the first time ever, and I can't believe I'm admitting this to John Martin, but I'm going to admit this to him, we are doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour at a place where they do not serve crab cakes. I've just decided that it's dogs and cats. We're just going to go off the, and I'm going to feature the Pane Rotundo, one of my favorite things in life, at Amici's, because we need to get out a little Italy for Christmas because it's nice down there, and I'm sure there's a crab cake in the neighborhood. I think we're going to invite Nancy from Pierpoint over to make her crab cake, and that's going to happen on the 17th. So John Martin is here. He has winners, winners. I don't want to sing that song and say, you know, all you do is win, 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 no matter what. Well, I did that last week with the Steelers guy around here. We're not even playing the Browns this week. But, and, you know, the apple pie tastes better, the Thanksgiving, the stuff, everything tastes better after a Raven victory in Los Angeles. So at least I'll go with that before Philadelphia gets here. How are you? How's how is your Thanksgiving shaping up?
I am fine, thank you. And first and foremost, you're welcome.
The Browns did something good. Who did they beat? What did they? Oh, thank you. Yes, Thursday night.
You're welcome.
Yes. Well, I don't know who ordered the snow globe. Was that the ghost of Art Modell? What happened there? Was that
no? I don't. You know what? And we're not going to. We got more stuff than football to talk about. But I got to tell you, may not play well here, but around the country, Jameis Winston is worth the price of admission. What? Entertaining is the word I think I'm looking for. What an entertaining person he is.
And, it is a very Saturday Night Live skittable type of thing, especially having witnessed it now for about 4 or 5 weeks. I mean, he's in the zone. You know what I mean? I don't know what else to say, you know?
And good for him. I mean, America is full of second chances, right? So good for him. I
have my own shtick here, you know, that I'm just trying to get through with the lottery thing and the crab cake thing and just getting through the holidays. But he is, he's a better quarterback than I think we gave him credit for. I'll definitely say that. And I think all of them, just in general, how hard it is to be a quarterback in this league, in a general sense, to watch Lamar do it deftly and say, that's we're witnessing things here I think we haven't seen, and that's what makes football fun, right?
Here's something we haven't seen for a while.
Go ahead.
A Mega Millions jackpot over $500 million.
That gets my wife out to the ROFO, out to the Y. She needs tickets when this happens.
Yeah, hopefully that will continue to roll through the holidays. Boy, nothing says Happy New Year like a big jackpot, whether it be Mega Millions or Powerball. So check out your lottery retailers. Check out the website at mdlottery.com. Check out social media. And if you're apt to get into the game now, great. If you want to wait because $500 million isn't enough for you, then hopefully stay tuned and we'll have more good stuff along the way. But lots of fun when you can plan your shopping activities for holidays and put a couple bucks on a huge jackpot.
Well, that wouldn't stop me from like trying to get the best deals on Black Friday and sort of thing, but it would. I wouldn't
Black
ask
Friday
how much
guy?
Tax I had to pay. If I wasn't going to be that guy. I'd say $514 million for now, and it'll be bigger than that. I don't care. Whatever I can take home, it'll probably get me through the holidays. It'll get me the right eggnog.
Yeah, I'm not. I've never been a Black Friday holiday guy in terms of shopping. I mean, now the things have changed and people sit in their bathrobe and do the shopping from home. But I think this year, I think I'm going to venture out on Black Friday and go old school because if nothing else, I am. And you know, kind of wander through the masses and see what it's all about.
I feel like I need to walk off the turkey and the stuffing because my wife started making the meal like last week. She's informed me that we're going sweet potato pie and it's homemade. And it's that I told she does that bakery thing up in Vermont every year with her sister for Christmas. She learned how to make pie. She's like, I went to pie school 3 years ago. I'm going to make a pie. I'm like,
There's a
right,
pie, there's
start
a school
early.
for that? There's
Yeah,
a pie school?
there was a whole class on it, and it involved
Wow.
apple pie. I mean, it involved me eating it. You know, that was my role. My role was, hey, this is really good. When are you going to make this again? And the answer is 3 years later. John Martin is here. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. And Omega, one last thing before we,
Yes.
because we'll get the Ravens and we got other
Oh, we
big
got
winners and
stuff.
stuff too. But the rules are going to be changing on that, right? Like in a way, in a couple of months, right?
Yeah, not so much the rules. I mean, the fundamental game will be the same. But they're tweaking a little engineering. You know how when you tinker something, you take that little Phillips screwdriver and you put it in there and you just take it like a quarter turn to the right. That kind of tinkering. We're gonna do that. There is a Phillips screwdriver. I have one around here somewhere, and we're gonna tinker with Mega Millions just a little bit. And the net product of that is going to be larger starting jackpots. Bigger jackpots, growing faster, opportunities to win more cash prizes. No prize less than two times the amount you spend. So if you spend $10 on a Mega Millions ticket, you're guaranteed to win when you win, if you win, at least $20. So that type of thing is all appealing. A lot more deets, as the kids say, after the first of the year, because that would launch in the 1st of April. So we have plenty of time on that. But for now, half a billion rather, half a billion with a B, Mega Millions jackpot this week.
I told Seth last week, I think you guys are tweaking the game to make it like more enticing for players and bigger prizes, all the things. I'm like, but at the end of the day, it's math. It's a little too complicated for me. I
It
just
is
want to let
math,
people
yes.
know that there's an opportunity there. I talked to him about the New York trip coming up here with the
Yes.
Ravens and the Ravens scratch-offs. I want to give you a little opportunity because we're getting toward the end, right? I mean, not just the season and the playoffs, and we get up on, Christmas and New Year's and, the big games we have go. We're playing on Christmas Day this year. But this is still like a big thing. I'll be handing these out the next couple of weeks. People
Oh,
ask
yeah.
me about them, and I always say, second chances, download the app, make sure that you are really giving yourself a chance to win these extraordinary prizes above and beyond maybe the 20 or the 100 or whatever you win on the ticket. There's big prizes still out there, right?
There are plenty of prizes out there. You can go to mdlottery.com and check out prizes remaining on the both five, I'm sorry, 10 and $2 Ravens tickets. But that second chance contest, that's what it's all about for a lot of players. Most notably, John Borey. Do you know John?
I do not know John. If he's going to New York, I want to know him because I could use a trip to New York.
No, he's not going to New York. He was the fan of the game last this week for the Chargers
Okay,
game.
so how
And
many
it's the
touchdowns?
new.
I'm just trying to add them up,
All right.
Less field goals. The less I see a Justin Tucker, I know that they wouldn't try to kick field goals. So was it four? Three? Four?
It
How
was
many we had?
four. It was
Four.
four
We had four.
touchdowns.
Yeah,
So,
34.
as fan of the game, he was selected. He won $1,000 just for being selected, and $1,000 for each of the touchdowns. That's a grand total of $5,000 for John Borey. On deck, Richard Rhodes of Skaggsville, Maryland. And I'm going to admit, I'm not from around these parts. I did not know that there was a Skaggsville, Maryland. Did you?
Yes, I've seen a sign before on like 95 for it, I think, or someplace.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. It's tucked away in Howard County there. I thought by the name it'd be way out west or Eastern Shore, but
No,
no, it's right here.
That's
It's right
not
here.
like Enola alone somewhere else. No. We
Yeah.
went through Lona Coning. You want to go to
Yeah.
a really cool place? Go to Lona Coning. I'm telling
Well,
everybody,
hey.
baseball
Yeah.
history there, lottery history
Yep.
there,
Yep.
mining history there, good fishing there, But in
But
this
Rich.
case, Skaggsville, I don't know what I'm going to learn.
Well, yeah, but Richard Rhodes is going to be the fan of the game for the game this week against the Eagles. So we'll see how that goes. And we had yet another winner of a finalist seat for our 20 years of season tickets, Shannon Brown of Aberdeen, Maryland. Shannon Brown is now one of the finalists, and that drawing will happen. Typically, it happens the week after Super Bowl. So hopefully we'll see that, and we have more finalists to get into that. So lots of fun there on the second chance drawing. You have now till Monday, Sunday, the 1st, December 1st. Get your entries in for the next drawing, which will be on the 2nd. We're also doing a promotion. You may remember me talking about the Game of Thrones, and we had our second prize winner on the Game of Thrones recently, Jordan Deere of Chesapeake Beach, Maryland. Boy, we are touching all corners of the state here
It's a
at the
big
Maryland
state
Lottery.
of Maryland.
It is. It is kind of funny shaped, But Chesapeake Beach Jordan deer is now our second winner of the what we're calling the Game of Thrones Seven Kingdoms experience. 5-day, 4-night trip for the winner and a guest to Napa Valley, California. Round trip coach airfare, deluxe hotel accommodations, $1,000 spending money, nice welcome reception. And then they get to play a game with other lottery winners from around the country. And you can go to mdlottery.com for details on that. Fun, fun experience, especially if you're a Game of Thrones fanatic. And I think we've talked about this before. You are not. Is
I've
that correct?
learned enough, like between talking to you about it and then like a little to my wife because of the, trying to sound not completely like but no, I'm not the Game of Thrones guy.
Yeah, and the beauty part is you don't need to be to enter the contest. If you are, that probably heightens experience. But
You can still win money. You
cash,
don't need to be
you
a
still
Ravens fan to win money on Ravens tickets. I do it all the time.
exactly. You know, speaking of winning money, you're just like playing. You've read the script, didn't you? You're ready for today. You have read the script.
Well, I
So.
mean, it's not the holiday season. I'm having eggnog next week at Coco's. I want to feel lucky. So do tell. We have new games, new prizes. What do we have?
We have winners. We have winners into the again, mdlottery.com. Look at the winner stories. You get the story of the man on the Eastern Shore who, the day he retired, won a $50,000 bonus match five. What better way to start retirement, right? Bam, there it
I
was.
like that. We all can use a little dough and we're going out to pasture. Yes.
Going out to pasture, jeez. Tacoma Park man wins $250,000 on our jumbo cash scratch off. Very nice. Tis the season, like that. A Glen Burnie woman won a racetracks prize of over $27,000. 25-year lottery veteran who has won a couple things along the way, but nothing as wonderful as $27,000. On racetracks, and we wish her well. But the story, the winner of the week, you know, I think I'm going to start a new segment, Nestor. I think I'm going to call it Winner of the Week and
That's
culling all these
wow.
stories.
Wow. Winner of the week. The wow.
Oh, I love what you just did there.
Yeah, I'm working on it. Yeah.
Wow.
It's almost like we
See?
scripted this. If we scripted, I would have
Wow.
shaved today. And it's the
Oh.
holidays, and I'm just feeling like I'm feeling lucky. So there you go.
People
The
don't know what they're
wow, the
missing.
winner of the week. Wait, give me the winner of the week.
People don't know what they're missing, but this lucky couple did, and I met them yesterday. What a charming couple.
My wife has told me to ask you about this story because I knew that this was going to be
Oh.
the SOW. I don't want to say that, the story of the week, but go ahead. So the winner of the
Yeah,
week.
it is it, and we recently had a progressive jackpot won on our fast play game, and it was 5 years in existence, fast play here in the state of Maryland. It was the largest progressive jackpot at over $2.9 million, and it was won. Let's see, J&S Liquors in Randallstown. And of course, when we get a big win like that, we all know about it internally, but we don't know who it is until they grace us with their presence. And then you hear the story, and this is a great story. The guy is a lottery player. You know, he plays his Mega
Well,
Millions, his
if you're
Powerball.
winning this kind of progressive jackpot, you probably know what you're doing a little bit, or no? Could you just
No.
no? Okay, all
No,
right, go ahead.
not in this case. I mean, yes, some people will. They'll be managing that
But because
and
progressives are very, like casino oriented, and you know that there is this moving target that's happening all the time. So anyway, because we talk about this all the time about what makes people play one game versus another. Jackpots, as my wife is a huge jackpot chaser, but if you play
People do.
these games, $2.9 million, a lot of money,
That'll get your attention. That will
Yeah.
get your attention. And it did this gentleman who was standing in line buying his Mega Millions Powerball ticket and at retail at our 4,300 retailers, many of them have right next to their terminal a monitor that scrolls our marketing messages. And up popped this $2.9 million jackpot available. And he asked the clerk, what's this VIP club game? What's that all about? And he was told it was a fast play game. And he said, oh, that's interesting. Maybe I'll get that. And he said, the clerk said, you know, it's a $30 ticket. And he said, ooh, okay. Well, so he turned and he left the store. He got out of the store, turned around, came back in and said, you know, give me one of those. Gets one, wins $200 on the ticket. Comes back in several days later and says, okay, now with the money that he's won, he says, give me two more of those. Gets two more of those, puts them in his pocket, leaves the store. The drawing happens. Of course, he's not checking his tickets. He comes back to the store to get his normal Mega Millions Powerball, and he hears a lot of scuttlebutt and people all excited. And he says, "What's going on here?" And they said, "We sold the winning $2.9 million jackpot game." He said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah, yeah." He said, "Well, who was it?" And he said, "We don't know." And the guy said, "But we know he bought two tickets, and we know he bought it from this clerk." And this guy's eyes get wide because, in fact, he bought two tickets from that clerk, and he left the store without getting his Powerball and Mega Millions ticket to run home, runs past his wife who's standing there and saying, "What is going on?"
Hold on. He wasn't there to check the tickets.
No, he was there to buy his Mega Millions and Powerball.
And keeping
So
in
he,
mind, you could check your ticket with your phone, right? He could,
there
right?
you
I
go.
mean,
There you
so
go.
he
Had
didn't
he,
have to come back in to do it, but go ahead. So keep going. My wife, by the way, does check her tickets with your ticket checker. I've seen her do it at Wise, like
yep,
literally. And
it
I'm like,
works.
you do know, like, I have a phone. I have a ticket checker here. So
Yeah.
nonetheless, so he's in there. He
He hears the
leaves.
story. He
He's
said,
like,
"Oh,
maybe it's me.
this is sounding a little too familiar." So he leaves the store, runs
I got
home,
to
runs
drink a little
past
bit
his
more of my
wife.
Royal Farms coffee because this might be this is a really good story. Go ahead.
This is a
My wife
wow.
told me you had a good story for me today. She did.
This is a wow.
Okay.
And people can find all the details on the story at mdlottery.com under our winners' stories. So he runs past her, checks the first ticket, and sees, in fact, because on the Progressive Jackpot, it will tell you right then and there. So had he looked at his ticket when he bought it, that would have been his first clue, but he didn't. He just bought the ticket, put it in his pocket. So he looks at it and he says, tells his wife in a very casual, "We're millionaires." And she says, "Yeah, right. Now go take out the garbage." It was just like, "Yeah, no, we're not." And she grabs the ticket. She looks at it. And then he goes and checks the other ticket, which happened to be another $50 winner. So embarrassment of riches. Now he's got winning tickets all over the place. But came in, great story. They were a sitcom waiting to happen. I wish them well, lots of success. And yeah, so it was the case of someone not really understanding the Progressive jackpot potential, buying his normal lottery tickets, and the marketing material in the store, the sales clerk, retail clerk in the store, were both very instrumental in directing him along that path to win $2.9
Right
million.
there at 10,000 Liberty Road, right here in Randallstown, you're printing money over there for folks when they win like this.
Wow.
That's an exciting story. And I would think, and I've asked Doug this because Doug Lloyd's been on several times talking about having to be the one that calls people and say you've won something. In certain cases, you don't just come in and know you won. You get called for second chance prizes, and you're in disbelief. When you meeting these people must be the really one of the great parts of your gig, right, over the years, right?
Oh, it was a treat. It was, again, they were very, I mean, sometimes we get people come in there and you think, "Oh boy, this, ooh, what's the story here?" But if, yeah, a great story, great family,
Joyful, joyful. Yeah.
joyful.
Yeah.
Tis
Well,
the
happy
season.
holidays, right? There we
That's
go.
right.
John
Tis
Martin
the
is here.
season.
He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. Scratch offs. We get a new scratch off. Because you got holiday scratch offs. And I've been warning everybody when I run out of the Ravens, I run out. And by the time I get to Costas, maybe on the 18th, I'm into maybe some holiday scratch offs. They're not going to smell as good as they did last year.
Then again, you don't smell as good as you did last year. Come on,
The gingerbreads were nice. They really were. They smelled
let's
like
be
a warm
honest.
holiday oven. Like I wanted
Yes.
some frothy cocoa to go with them, is what I wanted. There's an
Yes,
idea.
yes.
Frothy cocoa, scented. Not, I was going to call them.
Whoa,
I
you were
was going to,
close.
yeah,
You had
but I
one foot on the
sniff.
line.
But I sniff when they're scented, So.
Yes, you do. And you can check out, in addition to our holiday tickets and our holiday second chance contest, all of those wonderful details at mdlottery.com. We are launching additional tickets this week, $5 cash to go, top prize $50,000. The $2 Magic 8 Ball. And yes, just like the Magic 8 Ball you may have had as a young child, you don't get to shake it though. And I suppose you could shake the ticket, it's not going to do anything like the Magic 8 Ball would, but $2 Magic 8 Ball, top prize, $8,800. $88.
That would be a fun game for me to play because I'm clever and I'm feeling like if I play that game and I know nothing about that game, that it would say funny things to me, like a fortune cookie would. And for me, I'm a man about words. You know what I mean? So
You are, but
I like clever games. So maybe that's one for me.
well, probably not. You're going to be sorely disappointed. It's a $2 scratch off ticket. There's nothing clever about it unless it says, go
It's
see
the
John
Magic
Martin.
Eight Ball. It's always clever. The Magic
It
Eight
is.
Ball knows everything. We know
It
that. I
does.
know a lot more
How
about the
does it?
Magic Eight Ball than I do Game of Thrones.
Well, there you go.
Just
Enough
saying.
said. Hey, $10 Mega Bucks ticket, top prize $100,000. And then here's an interesting one. We will be launching a Monopoly $30 scratch off ticket with a $2 million top prize called Monopoly times 200. A lot of times we put these multipliers in our Monopoly scratch off games. Players love to know that their win may be multiplied, and look for that. All four of those tickets amongst your holiday tickets available at retailers all around the great state of Maryland.
I don't want anybody to confuse the Magic Eight Ball with the way that they should be, doing their sports wagering and during this time of year for sure
Oh.
responsibly. Because I'm reading this Magic Eight Ball and it says here it reaches into the future to find answers to your questions. It knows what will be and it's willing to share this with you. So this is why I love Magic Eight Ball, right? So I mean that's what I said. That intrigued me as a scratch off, just like when they smell like gingerbread. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery Gaming. Anything you want to say on the football, on the wagering side or on casino side? Because we've
Yeah.
talked about that a little bit, and awareness. And I keep seeing the stories come to me about people having problems, and I always say there's a number, 800 Gambler. There is help for you, your loved one, if they come home this weekend and talking ways around the dinner table about sports in a different way. I just want, because I did a segment last week at Greenmount Station. We did the crab cake tour up there, and I talked to the fellas up there about it, and in a real serious way, because they're out touching folks out in the
Sure.
community, and they talked about how much fun people can have, and most of their stuff is very, very for entertainment and wins and high fives in the way that we would intend it to be.
You may recall, because I do, it was 2 years ago. It was the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, 2 years ago in 2022, that would
Two.
be, that we launched mobile wagering and launched it very successfully. And of course, it's grown over 2 years to be probably even larger than we thought it might be, based on most recent successes. But yes, the emergence of the mobile platform. 97% of all wagers come through the mobile platform. Only about 3% come through the retail brick and mortar locations around the state. And in all of that, there is an implied responsibility. And of course, we do our messaging and work with our sportsbook partners and our casino partners on getting that messaging out, promoting the 1-800 gambler number, promoting the fact that have a plan, stick with it, set aside a time limit, set aside a budget. And stay within that and enjoy it. Enjoy it with friends and don't chase losses. Understand the games you're playing so you understand what the odds mean and the overs and unders and pluses and minuses that may be impacting you and the numbers thrown around. And hopefully people will have some fun with it. And for those who it stopped being fun, please reach out 1-800-GAMBLER for people. It's a free call. It's free services for Marylanders. And it's only, not only for the individuals, but for their family members who oftentimes are impacted by that as well.
All right. Well, I hope you get impacted by that late night phone call saying the winner was in Maryland, in Dundalk, or in Parkville, or Essex, or some good place, Towson, where I'm living, and or even just Baltimore in general, where we're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Our next five shows in Baltimore City. When I looked it all through, I'm like, city, city, city. So we're going to be around and over $500 million. That really is a big thing, like for everybody in your office. If somebody in Maryland hits that one, that sort of sets off quite an alarm, doesn't it?
Well, we haven't had a large jackpot anywhere in the country for a while now. So wherever it hits, it's going to be quite the story. And whenever it hits, and I think certainly, again, I mentioned before, because the holiday seasons, people are out and about, and if it's on their gift giving list, hopefully they'll consider being responsible and making sure that those gifts are for 18 years of age
We're
and
going to do a whole
older.
segment on this next week, and I'm going to shame my wife and her sister again, all right, from their childhood. Because, yeah, I know it's a story, but don't give these to kids. That's my little public service announcement. Is that good?
That we'll work on it for next week, but it's a good start.
We'll craft it. We'll craft it. John Martin is here crafting a message of responsibility for everybody out there playing the sports wagering and having a good time here, doing all things Maryland Lottery and gaming as we do with our scratch-offs and our Maryland Crab Cake Tour that's out on the road. I have unearthed some of the oyster tour dates as well. Everything's out for all the great oysters that I ate. There's a huge oyster festival going on Saturday down at Cooper's in Fells Point that I'll be participating in, as well as my buddy Eddie Lauer. Beginning Tuesday, we're at Coco's on Tuesday, or excuse me, Wednesday. Thursday, we're at Gertrude's at the BMA with my cousin John Shields, as well as Dan Rogers. I will have Raven scratch-offs to give away. Also, our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare getting Luke back and forth to football games. You get a bye week next week for the Ravens as well, and enjoy all of that dessert pie responsibly. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive. Stay with us.